I got cancer, I got real mad, real angry, and it was very present. So, two surgeries, 8 weeks of radiation, and 3 rounds of chemo later, I was, you know, I was pretty well punked, but I survived it all, and it changed my life, and that I'm not afraid to die anymore. It was out of the blue sort of thing, you know, of all people, I wasn't supposed to get cancer, you know, and at 54, I don't feel undervalued or underseen or underappreciated in this community. It's just a nice, diverse community of people, a lot of peers, frankly. I knew it was a resort community, so the serenity of it and the people said to me, oh, the desert is very healing. And I kind of said, okay, yeah, that sounds really nice. And it is very healing. I have no formal education past high school. I was a bartender in San Francisco from 77 to the mid-80s. Did all those things. Of course, every aging bartender gets a real estate license. Then I decided in my mid-30s that I was going to be a nurse. And I couldn't get into nursing school in San Francisco, so I moved to Sacramento where I could. It was just a natural thing for me to come back here because I have a great social circle here. Good friends.
Yeah.
You know, good friends. It's a warm and fuzzy. Everybody deserves, no matter what their station in life or their posture or their baggage or gifts, everybody deserves your kindness on some level. What we do to somebody else, we do to ourselves.